Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I am so happy to say these words to you. Good morning. Praise the Lord. God is good. Oh, yes, He is. God is so, so good, and I am eternally grateful for His kindness, His love, His mercy, and His long suffering that He shows us. There is none like our God. Our God is the only true and living God. Besides Him, there is none other. He said to the children of Israel, He said, I know not it. Before the day I am He, after the day I am He. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can rest then. Confident in the fact that we are the children of the Most High God. Can you believe that? We are children of God. What an honor, what a blessing to be able to understand that and to know it and have confidence in this reality that we are children of the Most High God. Amen. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it when there's nothing that can compare when you really understand who you are in God. There is no comparison. Nothing, nothing, nowhere in heaven or in earth that can compare and give you such joy and confidence when you truly understand who you are in God. And He chose you. Ah, He chose us. Yes, 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 yes. You can just walk in confidence, knowing full well that you are a child of the living God. Amen. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a remnant ministry, daughters of God called to pray. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. I am just so delighted. So delighted to be on this morning. Ah, it has been interesting, but God is good. God is good. Bishop went back to the hospital, and we had all kinds of plans for last week. But nevertheless, he was in church Sunday, and we had an awesome time, Union Fellowship. Every third Sunday of the month, we get together and we just come and worship the Lord. Thank God for Bishop Johnson coming in and being with us on Sunday. It was a blessing, as always, to see him and his enthusiasm for the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. And so we're just grateful, and we're at 1519 Hamilton Road, Southwest Atlanta, 30311. Yes, every Sunday at 3 o'clock. Come out and join us when the Lord says so. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we're there every Sunday, but the third Sunday, our group of churches come together. And we just have a wonderful time in the Lord. And God never disappoints us. Hallelujah. God is good. Well, this morning, we're going to do as we always do. We're going to go into our morning scriptures and then our regular encouraging scriptures. Amen? We're doing it a little different. I'm going to stop saying that. We're going to perfect it. I asked the Lord to show me what He wanted this morning. And it's a little different than what we've been doing. But I asked Him. And I'm not going to apologize or say, well, we're not quite where we want to be. Well, if you ask God and this is what He told you to do, it's where you're supposed to be. It's not my show. It's His show. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just so excited about everything. A lot of things on my mind, but this is what I was encouraged to do. So we're going to do it like this. Psalms 1 is one of our regular scriptures. Listen. God bless you. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff, hallelujah, which the wind driveth away. Psalms 24:7-10. Lift up your voice, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Ponder upon that. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. He is the King of glory. Glory be to your name, most holy God. Hallelujah. Psalms 33:6-8. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made and all the hosts of them. By the breath of his mouth he gathered the waters of the sea together as on a heap. He layeth up the depths in storehouse. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathens to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the thought of his heart to all generations. Let's read that again. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thought of his heart to all generations. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Yes, indeed. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. God is eternally good. From everlasting to everlasting, he is God. He's God all by himself. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. He guides, he leads, he directs. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, you're so good. You're so kind. Oh, just bless his wonderful name. Hallelujah. 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 I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue. 133. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirt of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descends upon the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Father is so good. He's so kind. He's so merciful. He's satisfied. Yes, he does. And we give him glory. And we bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How sweet it is. How sweet. How sweet. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is your shepherd. Just go around today. Don't go past that. Just the Lord is my shepherd. Because knowing that he's your shepherd, then you are following him, and you're obeying him. You know his voice, and you're the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But just say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. He takes care. But to just say, the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, glory. The Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. Can you say, the Lord is my shepherd? Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. The Lord is my shepherd. And we're going to read Matthew 6:25. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall. Now, all of this is in red. This is Jesus speaking. Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, not yet for your body. What ye shall put on, is not life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Excuse me. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not more better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take you thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Therefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is today, is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or whatsoever shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore, take no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of it. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is so hallelujah. In your hearing, Colossians 2, starting at the 6th verse. As you have therefore received Christ the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abiding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and powers, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. Meditate. Thank God that you're rooted in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Rooted in. Grounded in. Hallelujah. Old man gone, bye-bye. New creation. New, brand new. Not refreshed, not restored. Don't want the old man restored. You're the new man. Colossians 1, starting at the 9th verse. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Glory. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Did you hear that? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, glory. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Hallelujah. When we get into the Word, well, it just satisfies, it heals, it encourages. It empowers us. It gives us revelation knowledge that strengthens us. Hallelujah. Because we know in who we believe. We know his, we're beginning to know him as he has allowed for man to be revealed to mankind. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. And it's just so wonderful when you stop and you think about the price that was paid. Hallelujah. That you can have the written word in your hand. Oh, Shambo Kulana. We have the written word of the living God in our hand. Hallelujah. And we have the Holy Ghost to give us revelation, knowledge, and understanding. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, God is so good. Oh, he's so good. He's so good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, yes, we thank the Lord. Hallelujah. And his word is alive. His word is alive. And as we read and meditate on his word, and it gets into our spirit, it comes alive, we then can be who he has called us to be. Ah, glory, giving glory and honor to him on this earth, being reflective, yes, God, of heaven, hallelujah, on this earth, giving, being the light to give light to the world, hallelujah, for he is our power source, yes, he is, not making it up and not sprucing ourselves up because we have a little bit of knowledge, we not going around making other people feel bad because they don't know what we have, and some of what we have is jacked up. We need to stay close to God. We need to know his voice. But he said, my sheep know my voice. They know, and another, they will not follow. We won't follow anything all jacked up because it sounds good and it's tickling our ears. No, we won't. Oh, we're rooted and grounded. Hey, oh, God's people have been deceived enough. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. We don't turn our nose because we think we have a grain of knowledge. Somebody has more than you could do the same thing to you. We don't do that. Thank the Lord for what he has given us and that he can entrust us with more. Yes, Lord, entrust us with more. Hallelujah, God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you this morning. We bless your name, Ashanidididah. Yes, we do. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for being a shield of protection. Yeah, Lord. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol you, most holy God. Hallelujah. For you're worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah, this time and season, man has chosen to go into fasting, our submitted in the and meditating on you. Speak to our hearts, speak to our minds, your desire, your will, and your way, Almighty God. Give us the strength to walk therein, the conviction, Almighty God, not to lead to the right. To the left, to stay straight and focus on you, God. Our eyes looking to you, Father God. Oh, mercy unto you, us, Almighty God. Your mercy unto us, Almighty God. We thank you, we glorify you. Great provider, protector. You are our judge, Almighty God. You're our healer, Almighty God.
Almighty God. Be with us at all times, Lord God. Hallelujah. Guarding us and protecting us. And we give you glory. We thank you for all the things that you've done and all that you're doing. Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God. Give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We stretch out our hands to you, Almighty God, and we bless your name. Hallelujah. Our hope. You are our hope. You are our rock. Oh, yes, you are. You are our redeemer. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Blessings and honor and glory and power, Lord God. They all belong to thee, our Father, our God, our King, our Master, our Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, great is our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. 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 You made us the temple. You made us your temple. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, let the light shine, shine bright. Almighty God. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anything that was cause the lamp to be given, rebuke it, and take it from us and out of us now, Almighty God. Almighty God, let the light shine bright. Almighty God, let the light shine bright. Thank you, our faith looks up to thee, Almighty God. Thank you for meeting every need, Almighty God. Thank you for comforting those that need comforting. Thank you for how you have provided for those that they feel like if they get another thing, they'll just bust. How you just bless them. May they walk honorably before you and never forget from whence their source has come, Almighty God. Thank you. Thank you. Those that are liking so that they don't even feel that you exist anymore, you have forgotten about them. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, lift them up, Almighty God. Let them know that you're with them and you're providing for them. Let them know, Almighty God, there are those who have gone through so much that they can't take another moment, another word, because their fear that it would be bad, Almighty God. We pray this morning that you'll step in and let them feel your presence. Let them know that you have it and everything is going to be all right. Everything is all right, Almighty God, Almighty God. Touch the hearts of every doctor, every nurse, every medical provider, Almighty God. Meet their every need. And my Father, let them know that life and death is in your hands, Almighty God, for you are the giver and the receiver of life. You've imparted them wisdom and knowledge, but it is limited. And they never forget who they are. They are not the giver and the receiver of life. They have been given knowledge to minister effectively to the sons and daughters of mankind, but it's only limited. For you are the great physician, Almighty God. You see and you know, Almighty God. In spite of the attitudes and prejudices, step in, Almighty God, between them and the patient. Glory be to your name. Policies and systems, Almighty God. We need you to step in, Almighty God. Man is limit, but there is no limit with you. Oh, God, oh, God. We cry out for help, Almighty God. You see and you know the injustice. Almighty God, the prejudice. Oh, God, the politics. Oh, God. in the United States. Nothing is hidden from you. Rabbi, let your will be done. Great God, walk tall in these United States. Yeshua, you're welcome in these United States. Remastered, those in the military, the armed forces, in these United States, the sons and daughters, our circled, we plead the blood of Yeshua, Ramasiridiosa, to guard them, Almighty God, Rebosakanada, Ramasirida, to the help of the sanctuary. The youth Almighty God running rampant, turning and doing all manners of things, setting up from the sanctuary, rescue them, put them on the right track, all souls of yours. Have your way, Almighty God. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you, Almighty God. We thank you, Lord God. We give you honor. Remember every preacher, every pastor, every deacon, every elder. Oh, God, hallelujah. 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 Every evangelist in need, every missionary, Almighty God, every apostle, every prophet, Almighty God, remember the evangelists and the missionaries on the field. Let them not get weary in well doing. Encourage them even the more. Protect them, Almighty God. Give them safe passage. Oh, God, those that are in nations that can't even hear your name, send a song from Zion. Send a song from Zion. Let the song be heard all over those nations and the nations of the United States and its territory. Send a song, mighty God. Let the joy bells be heard. Show yourself strong and mighty. Bless your name, Almighty God. Thank you. Thank you. Remembering the souls in the children's hospitals. Glory be to your name. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your deliverance. Thank you for your company. Thank you for your reassuring. Thank you for your strengthening. Almighty God. Thank you for your word. Almighty God. Oh, glory. Glory be to your name. Oh, God, we give you glory and we bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad. Thank you for ordering our steps this day. Thank you for the wisdom and knowledge for this day. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for every decision that we're making or have to make, God. That you will instruct us and fill our mouths with the words to speak, Almighty God. So we yield to you in advance, Almighty God. For this day, thank you, thank you, thank you for the things that you will allow us to accomplish this day. Thank you, God. Thank you that those those that may be harsh to us, that your love will come forth, Almighty God. Hallelujah, that your love will come forth, even for the hardest of hearts, Almighty God, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, let shalom. Let shalom. Let shalom. Shalom. Let shalom. Let your shalom surround us. Let it affect everyone that we come in contact with. Give us favor wherever with you, Almighty God, and with those who have authority and authority over us. Almighty God, in whichever way. Of those wherever our name is. Hallelujah. With thy favor. Hallelujah. Every hard heart, every malicious deed be broken in Yeshua's name. In spite of the jealousy, the hatred, the animosity. Love, your love that flows. Hallelujah. Will turn the coldest decision to make it the most welcoming and pleasing decision. Almighty God. And may we ever, ever honor you and give you the glory and bless your name. Our Father, the Lord is our shepherd. You are our shepherd, and we are the sheep of your pasture. Thank you, Father. Glory be to you. It is so good, it is so good, it is so good. Peace, traveling mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Yes, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. I was going to share some things, some craziness. And, but you know, it got all I can say, and the best word that one can give. Excuse me, is to say, God is good, and he takes care of us. Really and truly, he takes care of us, and he meets us at our very point of need. And you can talk about how people may mistreat you, talk about you, scandalize your name, lie on you. That you know, we love them. We love them. So it's nothing to talk about. It's just feeling the love and experiencing the love that God has for us. It transcends anything man could say or do. It just make it as not. And people can do some crazy things. But the closer we get to God and the more we understand how much he cares for us, we can finally say, like so many of the old saints, God got it. God got it. God does. Yes. And he does. He got it. So they would say, what you want me to say? What more can I say? God got that. You know, I was thinking about, excuse me, Solomon. He built the temple. And then God asked him, what is it that he wanted?
And he didn't ask for silver and gold. He didn't ask for the heads of his enemies. He wanted to please God, and he wanted to be a good leader and for the people of God, the ones that God had assigned him to. God was there. Can you imagine God asking you, what is it that you want? And when we can trust God like that, and not so that we can get something, but our hearts are sincere and pure, can you just imagine what that relationship with God would be? Can you imagine how you would feel? Even though you could give someone anything their hearts desire, but they want a better relationship with you. They, what can I do for you? I want to please you. I want to be better in this. I can't be, excuse me, super anything. I can just be, how can I better serve you? That pleases God. So sometimes if you stop and think and feel like you're having a lottery experience, rebuking and no treating, just loving God. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. I can't believe that it's almost time to say next week. I love y'all. Jude 1:24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of the of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you. God love you. The Lord is our shepherd. Hallelujah. Until next week, go in the love and the confidence of God. Amen.